I was looking for a blog that told me how the writer really felt about things and spoke in the way they would speak. I wanted to read something that made me picture the person and feel as though I was reading the thoughts of someone in their age group. I really didn't want a blog that was trying to be a news blog or a political blog like any other news or political blog, speaking in sort of bland and measured language. And I think we've found a winner that has a very distinctive voice that I will want to read again.
Ian Dale, I write Ian Dale's diary. For me, personality is the most important thing in a blog. You really have to insert your personality into a blog. Otherwise, it becomes the same as anybody else's. The blog that we've chosen, I think, does that in spades. I've already put it on my Google feed reader, and I will go back to it and actually relentlessly promote it so she gets lots more readers.
I'm John Snow, and I anchor Channel 4 News. And I really only got involved in the judging here because I wanted to get to know Ian Dale. But beyond that, it may have passed people's notice, but I'm not 17. And so I was very keen to try and pick up something which was from that perspective, from a younger perspective. Not that much younger, but a younger perspective. And I feel that in meeting Louise through her blog, we found her, and we found the person who's really going to do that for us. And we wanted added value for our website, and I know she'll bring it.
I'm Vicky Taylor, I'm a commissioning editor at Channel 4, and I was looking for somebody who could write a blog that people would really want to comment on, retweet, and pass around. And I think in our winner we've got somebody who can write content that people will be really interested in, and it'll be a new perspective for the Channel 4 News website.
Hello, I'm Richard Bacon. Can I just recommend Ian Dale's blog as well whilst I'm here? I was looking for someone who just sounded passionate, who sounded authentically young. Some of the entries sound as if they were trying to sound middle-aged, and our winner didn't. And first and foremost, I wanted to find someone who I would definitely read again, and I will.
I'm Benjamin Kent. I'm Channel 4's technology correspondent. I wanted to see a blog that that was just different, and you know, we can do on our site already kind of bland, normal news, which we do just about what's happening, and what we've got in the winner is something that is slightly different. It's a different perspective on the news, and actually, I think having a young person in the newsroom and blogging for us for a week will really open our eyes to what matters to people of a slightly younger generation than me, certainly much younger generation than John and Krishna. And that will really inform our journalism and hopefully make us much more relevant to such an important age group, young people.
Cool. So it's official, our technology correspondent thinks we're boring.